How do you buy a multi-million dollar high-rise in Riyadh for, the price of a dinner out?
Right, it sounds totally made up.
It really sounds like hyperbole. But today, a massive commercial asset can actually be carved into pieces so incredibly small that you can own a fraction of it directly from your phone. And we're talking for just like 500 Saudi riyals.
Yeah, which is wild.
It is. We are witnessing this fundamental rewiring of how physical property is bought, sold, and managed. So welcome to today's deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission today is really decoding the modern blueprint for real estate investment groups, or REIGs. We want to figure out how to gain the benefits of property ownership without the massive headaches of being a traditional landlord.
And for you listening, whether you're, a busy professional just looking to diversify your portfolio or you want exposure to high-value properties, this is huge
Right.
because we're breaking down how you can get that passive income, all while completely avoiding the pitfalls of direct property management.
Exactly. I like to picture it like, imagine standing at the edge of a pool with a bunch of other investors, but instead of water, you are all just tossing stacks of cash into a central pool.
A very lucrative pool, hopefully.
Right, a central pool to buy income-generating properties. But okay, let's unpack this. We need to define what an REIG actually is by looking at the real estate big three.
Yeah, the three main roads. So first you have direct ownership. That's the traditional one.
Holding the actual physical deed to a building.
Spot on. And with that comes full responsibility. You're doing the leasing, the active management, legal compliance, fixing the leaky roof at 2 a.m., all of it.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
And then on the total opposite end, you have REITs, real estate investment trusts.
Right. And those are publicly traded on the stock exchange.
So very high liquidity. You can buy and sell them just like, I don't know, Apple stock.
Exactly. But the trade-off there is you have way less control over the specific property types. You're buying a blind portfolio.
Okay, so let me try an analogy here to clarify. Direct ownership is like buying a whole farm and having to milk the cows yourself.
Good luck with that.
Right. But then REITs are like buying a tiny tradable stock in a massive faceless dairy corporation.
I like that.
But in REIC, the investment group is like chipping in with a small group of friends to buy a specific local farm, and then you just hire a professional farmer to run it for you.
That is a perfect way to synthesize it. And that's exactly why investors choose the REIG model.
It's that sweet spot.
It really is. It strikes a perfect middle ground. You get the hands-off, minimal day-to-day management of a REIT, but with a much more targeted, private approach to specific property ownership.
Which naturally leads us to ask, if you aren't the one out there doing the actual work, how exactly does this group function on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, let's look under the hood at the step-by-step mechanics. It all starts with the group formation.
Where the sponsor sets the rules, basically.
Right. The sponsor sets the structure, the profit-sharing model, and the overall strategy. After that, you have the pooling capital phase where investors actually add their funds.
And the amounts for that can really vary,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. But once the pool is funded, the management team takes over for the selection and due diligence phase.
They're the ones sourcing the properties and running the financial projections.
Right, and ensuring legal compliance. Then comes acquisition and management. They handle the leases, the maintenance, tenant relations. It is completely hands-off for the investor.
But wait, let me push back on this for a second. If the sponsor is making literally all the decisions and, taking our money, how do we know they are actually invested in the group's
That
success?
is the critical question. And in a good REIG, the sponsor will also inject their own capital into the pool.
As a show of good faith.
Exactly. Their own money is on the line. But what's fascinating here is that the real differentiator of a well-run group isn't just the buy-in, it's the exit strategy.
Right, because you need to know how you're getting your money back.
Spot on. A clear exit strategy gives investors a definitive timeline. Whether it's a pre-sale, refinancing, or a liquidation event on a preset date, you know exactly when your original capital and profits are slated to return.
And along the way, there are multiple ways to make money, right?
Oh, yeah. You've got rental income, which usually pays out monthly or quarterly, plus property appreciation when they finally sell it.
Or they can refinance to release the equity.
Exactly.
So these mechanics have been around for a while, but the
Yeah.
way we execute them right now is undergoing this massive digital revolution.
It really is. Technology is completely breaking down the traditional barriers of REITs.
And we're seeing this particularly in booming international markets. Which brings us to the prime case study in the source material, Saudi Arabia, and the platform Osul Gamma.
Yeah, the market there is just exploding. A lot of this is driven by Vision 2030.
Right, driving a huge property development boom.
Exactly. They are heavily focused on tourism development and residential housing for a surging population, and both locals and expats are using REITs to get exposure to this growth.
And digital platforms are making group formation and profit payouts accessible with literally just a few clicks.
It's all about tokenized fractional ownership. Platforms like Osul Gamma offer vetted properties, transparent updates, and deep local insights all online.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. The entry point is drastically low. The minimum investment is as little as 500 SAR.
Which is practically nothing in the real estate world.
Wait, 500 SAR, that's incredibly low. Doesn't this tokenization model make it, I don't know, almost too easy to just click and invest without really thinking it through?
I completely understand that caution, and it's a very valid point. The barrier to entry has never been lower.
Right, you can do it from your couch.
Yeah, but while these digital platforms provide incredible opportunities to invest in emerging markets from your living room, that ease of entry shifts the burden.
It shifts to the investor.
Exactly. The responsibility is now on the investor to actually utilize the platform's educational materials and vetted data to make informed decisions.
You can't just blindly click buy.
You really can't. And there's another crucial layer here, the compliance. Osul Gamma is completely Sharia compliant.
Oh, right. Because traditional Western real estate relies a lot on interest-bearing debt.
Exactly. And under Sharia law, riba or interest is forbidden. So platforms have to structure these deals very carefully to remain compliant.
And they are fully licensed too, right?
Yes. Licensed by both the General Real Estate Authority in Saudi Arabia, ENDİ, the Turkish Ministry of Trade and Industry.
So the legitimacy is there. But because it is so easy to click and join a group now, it is absolutely crucial for you, the listener, to look past the glossy tech.
You have to understand the inherent risks.
We need a reality check. Let's talk pros, cons, and red flags so you can spot a bad deal. Let's start with the pros.
The biggest pro is access. You get access to high-value properties with a very small initial investment.
And the passive income, obviously.
Right. Plus, diversification across multiple property types and markets. And you have professional management reducing landlord stress while sharing the risk for vacancies and maintenance.
Okay, but what about the cons? Because I imagine less control over property decisions is a big one.
It is. You don't get to choose the paint color or the tenants. And management fees will eat into your returns.
Right.
There's also limited liquidity. In some private groups, there is literally no resale option until the exit date. And you're looking at longer commitment periods compared to public REITs.
It's kind of like being a passenger on a really long road trip.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you get to the destination without having to drive. But you also don't get to pick the radio station or where to stop for snacks.
Exactly.
And if the driver or the leadership is bad, well, you're stuck in the car.
And this raises an important question about red flags. How do you know if the driver is bad before you get in?
Transparency.
Exactly. Reading the fine print about fees, timelines, and expected returns is paramount. If a group guarantees high returns, run.
Because markets are unpredictable.
Right. Guaranteeing high returns usually signals unrealistic expectations or straight up a scam. Also, look out for hidden fees. They must be upfront. The Goldie rule applies here. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
So what does this all mean? Why should we care about all this?
Because rugs combine the actual benefits of property ownership with the convenience of a managed fund.
It's a really solid way to add stability to a portfolio. You get this inflation-resistant income that sits right alongside your standard stocks and bonds.
And for you listening, whether you are a busy professional seeking passive income or someone looking to diversify into emerging markets like Saudi Arabia, this is a game changer.
The barrier to entry has truly never been lower, thanks to platforms like Osul Gamma.
It's totally democratizing the space.
It really is. But I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. If digital tokenization allows anyone, anywhere, to own a tiny fraction of a building with just a few clicks, how might that fundamentally change our concept of local communities?
Wow.
Think about it. When the residential houses down your street are co-owned by thousands of anonymous micro-investors who just want passive income rather than traditional homeowners, what does the future of a neighborhood actually look like?
That is a fascinating and maybe slightly terrifying question.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder. We'll keep questioning and keep exploring. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.